It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another training camp recap podcast. It is Saturday, the last day of the month of July, and the Pittsburgh Steelers wrapped up back-to-back, that's right, back-to-back padded practices. They will have the day off Sunday. So Mike Tomlin saying we need to get them used to having the physicality of camp. We need to have them getting used to the physicality of wearing the pads more than once. And there were a lot of storylines coming out of this practice. To be honest with you, it was not a very good day for the offense. Nonetheless, before we get into the nitty-gritty details, it was Fan Fest for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so this was by far the largest crowd in attendance so far during this training camp where they've had it at Heinz Field, and select practices being open to the public. So the Fan Fest, it started off with four players getting named to the Hall of Honor for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was none other than John Kolb. That was Louie Lips, Carnell Lake, and Tunj Ilkin. And there were fans there, and it felt like it was a game day. And that's something Art Rooney II said to Stan Saverin and also to Missy Matthews live on the Steelers Live broadcast. But then, you know, you had some players that were coming back to practice for the first time. Stephon Tuitt and Zach Banner and TJ Watt continue to be out. However, on the offensive line, Chukwuma Okorafor and Kevin Dotson were in full uniform. So that was the day that they finally got back to doing some work. Whether they were thrust back into a full workload, well, that has yet to be seen. Since it was a padded practice, Ben Roethlisberger, did actually practice, and for the 11-on-11 period in full pads, there were some issues, we'll put it that way. So this is from Brian Batko of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He says, Steelers breaking into an 11-on-11 team period in full pads. Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback and under center, and he fumbles the first snap. He did recover the snap. And then Ben Roethlisberger much sharper out of the shotgun in an 11-on-11 passing drill. He went 3-for-4 with completions to Juju Smith-Schuster 2 times and to Pat Freiermuth. The only incompletion thrown a bit behind and dropped by Najee Harris. Cam Hayward nearly got a piece of the last pass. Then Dwayne Haskins took over. He threw a frozen rope over the middle that clanged off of Zach Gentry's enormous hands, popped really high, Brian Batko says, 8 million feet in the air, and then got picked off by undrafted rookie free agent cornerback Shakur Brown. Speaking of Roethlisberger, later in practice, during a free play, we know that Roethlisberger loves to draw the defense off sides. On a free play, he let one fly to Juju Smith-Schuster, and Smith-Schuster ran it down and all the way into the end zone. He was hopping and firing up the crowd. It was one of the few bright spots for the Steelers offense. Another bright spot on the very next play, Roethlisberger started under center, handed off to Najee Harris, who hit a hole, saw green grass in front of him. He took it all the way to the end zone, much to the delight of the Steelers crowd at Heinz Field. Those were both from Brooke Pryor of ESPN. Another report from Pryor. She says, party like it's the mid-2000s. Roethlisberger during the two-minute drill looked just like the Big Ben of old, scrambling around, extending the play until Deontay Johnson got open in the back of the end zone. Roethlisberger hit him to finish the two-minute drill with a touchdown. She believes that it was a fourth down play. After practice, everyone's attention was on the who was going to be up for media availability, and that was none other than Najee Harris. And he answered a lot of questions. Saturday, Harris didn't do very well on backs on backers. I'm sorry, it was Friday night, not Saturday. Friday night, he went against Alex Highsmith. Alex Highsmith got the best of him. And he said to the media that he goes to Mike Tomlin every day and says, put me up against bigger bodies. He told the coaches he wants as many preseason game reps as possible. He said it's something where he needs to make sure he is accountable, and he appreciates how much Ben Roethlisberger wants everyone to be accountable. So don't be surprised if you see Najee Harris getting some reps on Thursday against the Dallas Cowboys. I also wouldn't be shocked if they hold him out. But when it comes to these matchups and backs on backers, it's clear that Najee Harris says, give me the bigger guys. I want to go against bigger guys. On top of that, Najee Harris, who was listed at 232 pounds, that's a heavy, heavy load for a running back. He's actually about 240 pounds. And he confirmed during today's report with reporters that he is at 240 and his body fat percentage may be around 6%. Anyone that knows anything about body fat percentage and things of that nature, first and foremost, 6% is extremely lean. And 240 pounds at 6%, that means that he is nothing but muscle. So it'll be interesting to see how this translates for the Steelers. And the reason I say that is we've seen this before. We saw Le'Veon Bell when he came into the National Football League. He was very much, you know, a lot of players, James Conner was the same way, bigger, faster, or bigger and stronger is what they think they need, when in reality it's better conditioned, it's faster, it's quicker. And so sometimes I want to see how Harris does this season, but then also I want to see how Harris then responds next season. In the offseason after 2021, does he come back weighing 232 and still as strong and lean, or does he stay at 240? We shall see. Najee Harris has had a whole slew of people blocking for him, everyone from Rashad Coward, Kendrick Green, BJ Finney, JC Hassenauer, now Chukwuma Okorafor, Kevin Dotson, Trey Turner. And he said, this is from Aditi Kinkwabala of the NFL Network, rookie running back Najee Harris isn't overly concerned about not yet having any reps with the offensive line the Steelers hope to start. Says it's his job to, quote, break the first tackle and to, quote, create something when there's nothing and to create better situations. So Najee doesn't seem too worried about the line in front of him. Other than that, Joe Hayden did address the crowd at Heinz Field, which was a pretty cool scene. And the Steelers will have Sunday off. That was really about the gist of it. Seven shots went to the defense today. Again, early on in this practice, when you read the reports and things like that, it just did not look like it was a very good practice for the offense. It looked like they rebounded a little bit there at the end of the two-minute drill with Ben Roethlisberger, the big run by Harris. But ultimately, it just seemed like this was a practice that was driven by the defense, whether that was the defense making those plays or whether it was the offense just kind of choking away. Who knows? But it's a process. It is all part of the process. So we're going to be there with you every stretch of the way. Again, tomorrow, Sunday, there is no training camp practice. The players had the day off. So in regards to these training camp recap podcasts, I will be back with you on Monday for another training camp recap. And make sure that you're following us wherever you get your podcasts. That's Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify. Search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain, subscribe, follow, do whatever you have to do so that you don't miss a thing. That's not just these recaps. It's my Let's Ride podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. It's also the Stat Geek, the Live Mic, and all of our afternoon content, our news shows, the Steelers Fantasy Fix, the Ohioans with the Steelers Power Half Hour, the Matty Peverell War Room. My goodness, we have so much for you. Make sure you subscribe and follow. And as always, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com should be your one-stop shop for all things Steelers. That's it for me, folks. Have a great rest of your weekend. I'll be back on Monday with another recap. In the meantime, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers. We'll see you.